الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila, Stories of the Glorious Quran. And as we always mention, these stories are there for lessons. They are as lessons for you and I. They are not fables nor fairy tales. So let us take the lessons and apply it in our lives, inshallah ta'ala. Furthermore, let us all make good intentions as our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, the more good intentions you make, the more reward we can gain. In fact, for each good intention that you make, there is a separate reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Start making good intentions now that I'm listening, I'm looking at this silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. For the pleasure of my beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Make the other good intentions that what I learn, I will try my best to act upon it, to practice upon it, inshallah azza wa jal, and teach others, starting with my spouse or my parents, my children, my family members and fellow Muslims. If you can think of any other good intentions, make it now to gain maximum rewards, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of salawat or durud-e-paak and salutations upon the cream of creation, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. A very beautiful narration has been mentioned in the famous book Tafsir Kabir, authored by the great giant scholar of Islam, Shaykh Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he quotes this narration and says, Al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, a Muslim will be brought to the mizan, the scale that will weigh the good deeds and the bad deeds. And it will be found out that this Muslim's good deeds are lighter and the heavier deeds will be the evil deeds, the sins. Just then, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will arrive, will take a piece of paper and put it on the side of the good deeds. Subhanallah azza wa jal. The good deeds will then become heavier in weight. And this person, that Muslim, will ask, who are you? You look so graceful, so nurani, so radiant, so bright. Who are you? Please inform me. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will then say, I am your Nabi, I am your Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that piece of paper that I had taken out and put it on the side of your good deeds was the durud-e-paak and the salawat that you had recited upon me in the dunya. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you see the power of salawat and durud-e-paak? Why should we waste our precious moments, our precious time in unnecessary conversations, in useless activities that have no true benefit for us, especially for benefit in the grave and the hereafter? Let us engage in dhikrullah. Let us remember Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance. Use our spare time at least to recite tilawa and recitation of the glorious Quran. Let us use this time to send durud-e-paak in salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah ta'ala, it will benefit us. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in today's topic of this beautiful silsila, we are going to touch on some battles of Islam. In the early stages of Islam, when the enemies of Islam were attacking, and Islam And the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, the honorable companions, they had to defend Islam. So much of this is mentioned in the glorious Quran as well. The references are there. And these ones we will touch on, just a few of those major battles, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that the first battle of Islam, very historical, very momentous indeed, the battle of Badr. And a lot of detail has been mentioned in famous books by giant Islamic scholars. But here, just briefly, some points for us to ponder over and try to implement in our lives. It is mentioned that indeed, divine intervention, which means help from Allah Azza wa Jal, had descended in the form of rain, which changed the whole scenario of the battlefield, of the Battle of Badr. What took place was, our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam marched to Badr, this place, to Badr with his army of 313 Sahaba ikram, 313 soldiers, subhanallah. When they approached close to Badr, they camped at a place called Urwatul Dunya. When the polytheists, the mushrikun and the disbelievers, they mobilized their army and they also then reached Badr. They camped at the place called Urwatul Qaswa, and the battlefield itself was mapped out in such a way that the Muslims and the pagans, the polytheists, they were face to face with each other. The Muslim army and the enemy's army were face to face. However, the condition of the battlefield was different on both sides. What we're talking about is the ground itself. But look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the believers. Look at the help of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the believers. As we mentioned, that help came in the form of rain as well. And listen carefully, stay tuned, you will find out how this rain helped the believers, the Muslimin, on the battlefield, the Battle of Badr, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Firstly, the ground that the Muslim army, the Muslim soldiers were standing upon, that sand, it was very soft sand, very, very sandy in fact, that the people themselves could not walk properly. They were sinking into the sand. The horses, their hooves, they were also sinking into the sand. It was very difficult to maneuver and to walk over the sand. However, on the same battlefield, on the side of the mushrikun and the polytheists, that ground was plain and hard, concrete like floor. The enemy was almost or more than three times the number of the Muslim army, more than 1,000. And on one side, the Muslim army 313. The enemy, they were fully equipped, well equipped with their weapons. They had horses, they had camels, they had ammunition, and they had people serving them for reloading of their ammunition. Their means of communication was very good. This is the enemy camp. The surrounding of their battlefield was also very good according to their needs. Other facilities were there for them. All the wells of water, the water wells, were in their territory and under their control. Therefore, the Muslims, they encountered many different kinds of difficulties and problems, and one of it was water. Now remember, that area is an arid area, a dry area, a desert region, and the wells that are there, that's your source of water. But this is in the control and custody of the disbelievers and the enemy soldiers. Now what can the Muslims do? From where will they get water to drink? How can they give water to their horses or their livestock? How can they perform wudu and ghusl? The enemy army, the enemy soldiers, they don't need to perform wudu and ghusl, but they have free access to so much of water that's available. And the Muslims, they do not. So the blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, they were very, very worried. at that time. The unfortunate, the cursed and humiliated, the disgraced shaitan, he put an evil thought in the hearts of some Muslims. All Muslims, you think that you are truthful in your belief? Amongst you is also the Prophet of Allah, and you are the people of Allah, and the state is such that the condition is such that the disbelievers have control of the water, and you are offering your salah, but you don't have water for wudu, water for ghusl. You and your animals are becoming restless because of thirst. So this waswasa, this wasawis and evil thoughts and whispers were coming from Shaitan, the cursed one. On this occasion, all of a sudden, the help of Allah Azza wa Jal descended in the form of a heavy rain. And this made the sandy surface on the side of the believers, it made it into a hard ground, like a concrete ground. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Remember first, it was so sandy that they were actually sinking into the sand. The people, the soldiers themselves, and the hooves, the horses themselves. But now, because of this heavy rain, everything became the opposite. That the sand became very hard on the side of the believers. And on the side of the enemies, that ground was very hard at first, but because of this heavy rainfall, that ground became very muddy and almost like quicksand. And it became extremely difficult for the enemy soldiers to even walk on it and to maneuver about. Now, due to this huge buildup of water, because there are no outlets that the water can go out somewhere. There is no canal that the water can go out somewhere. This huge buildup of water, the Muslims, they were no longer worried and in need of wealth, which was in the custody of the disbelievers. The hearts of the believers was now cleared of any satanic whispers. They were now fulfilled and satisfied. They were happy. The glorious Quran has mentioned this rain of mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Anfal, verse 11. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وينزل عليكم من السماء ماء ليطهركم به ويذهب عنكم رجز الشيطان وليربط على قلوبكم ويثبت به الأقدام. Translation from Kunzul Iman. And send down water from the sky upon you to purify you with it, and to remove the impurity of Satan from you, and to give your hearts fortitude, and firmly establish your feet with it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this beautiful verse, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned four major advantages of this sudden rainfall, this heavy rainfall at the Battle of Badr. That this rain could provide water for the believing army, the believers, the soldiers, to perform wudu and ghusl, to attain purity and cleanliness, that the satanic whispers could be removed from the hearts of the believers, so that the hearts of the believers may be encouraged towards the fact that they are on the right path, the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that Allah Azza wa Jal will certainly help them. Also, another beautiful advantage was that the sandy battlefield on the side of the believers became hard and very easy for them to maneuver and to create their different companies and platoons, their soldiers and ranks. This rainfall became a huge blessing for the believers and a means of a curse for the disbelievers. On the battlefield of Badr, as we mentioned, that the believers, the Muslims, they faced many hardships, and based on the reasoning, this reasoning, it could have decided nothing else other than to avoid the battle. He could have thought, okay, let's just leave this battle because the difficulties are too much. Our numbers are one third of the numbers of the enemy soldiers, and the ground that we are on, is very difficult to maneuver on. We have less horses, less infantry, less cavalry. We have less weapons. So they could have just gave it up. But look at their fortitude, look at their yaqeen and the wakal and the conviction in Allah Azza wa Jal, the reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal strengthened their hearts. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, they fought bravely. In the eyes of the Muslims, help of Allah Azza wa Jal came in this way as well. That in the eyes of the Muslims, the number of the enemies seemed to become less than what they were. So that they may not become overawed by the huge numbers of the disbelievers. And in the eyes of the disbelievers, the Muslims appeared tiny in number so that their hearts would not turn away from the battle between truth and falsehood. At one time, the number of Muslims seemed to double in the eyes of the disbelievers so that the disbelievers may get defeated by the Muslims. At first, look at this, the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. At first, 1,000 warrior angels descend to help the Muslims at the Battle of Badr. And then a further 3,000 warrior angels descend to help the believers. And then this number was increased to 5,000 warrior angels to help the believers on the Battle of Badr. Exactly at the time of the battle, a state of drowsiness and sleep overcame the Muslims. And this happened for a few minutes only. And they awoke and they were fresh. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. You may have experienced that. They call it a power nap. That you sleep for just a few minutes at a certain time, and when you awaken, you are feeling so fresh. So this happened to the believers as well, as a mercy and blessing and help from Allah Azza wa Jal. The outcome of this help from Allah Azza wa Jal, many famous warriors and riders of the disbelievers, they were killed. Therefore, 70 pagans and disbelievers, they were killed, 70 were arrested. The pagan army had escaped from the battlefield because the Muslims had won that war. And these pagans, these disbelievers, when they fled for their lives, they left all their belongings, the equipment and so many other things as spoils of war for the believers. Although the Muslims were victorious due to the above mentioned help and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, still, 14 mujahideen, warriors of Allah Azza wa Jal, 14 believers of Islam attained the rank of martyrdom. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you seen this special help of Allah Azza wa Jal? That when Allah Azza wa Jal wants to help somebody, then indeed, nobody can defeat that person. Think about this. That we desire so many things. We see so many difficulties in front of us. But what do? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are not like the disbelievers. That when they are faced with problems, when they are faced with anxiety and worries and depression, then they try to drown that depression and that worry in the bottle, in alcohol, in drugs, in clubbing, in music, in dancing. And when they have finished that period, the problem is still there. And in most cases, the problem worsens. What we do is we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. As Muslims, we remember our pious Muslims, we remember the Sahaba, we remember Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much of difficulties that they face, the problems, the obstacles, the difficulties. The Battle of Badr is one of them. Also, this Battle of Badr, I should mention, had taken place between Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah on the 17th of Ramadan. SubhanAllah. And certainly, as we mentioned earlier, the Muslim army were inferior in equipment and ammunition. They had less weapons than the disbelievers. The number of the Muslim soldiers upholding the noble flag of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was only 313. They were consisted of young, old, the Ansar, the Muhajirun. Ansar are those Sahaba who were from Madinah Sharif. And Muhajirun, the immigrants, those who migrated from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, they are called the Muhajirun Sahaba. Indeed, they gave the disbelievers a very hard time on the battlefield. Furthermore, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his tawakkul, look at his reliance on Allah azza wa jal, that he spent the whole night before in salah and making dua, supplicating in the court of Allah azza wa jal for assistance. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Allah azza wa jal, if these handful of people, the believers, are martyred, are killed, are destroyed, then no one will be left on the face of this earth to worship you until the day of judgment. During this dua, the sacred shawl of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell down from his blessed shoulders, and due to the state of overwhelming emotion, tears started to fall down the blessed cheeks of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the companion of the cave, the first Khalifa of Islam, the first Khalifa of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saw this condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of restlessness, his own heart became worried. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu then lifted up the blessed shawl of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, placed it on his blessed shoulders. He held the blessed hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and comforted him in a sympathetic tone with great respect and reverence. And he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my master, do not worry. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill His promise. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stopped making dua and changed his condition on the request of his beloved Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And with confidence, he had mentioned that سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ, as mentioned in Surah Qamar, verse 45, the group will soon be routed and will turn their backs to flee. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in the morning, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he delivers a very encouraging and stimulating sermon, a speech, by reciting the verses of war to the believers with such an effect that this stirred the hearts of the Mujahideen, and their blood was swaying like an ocean full of commotion emerging out from the banks. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also expressed his knowledge of the unseen and gave them the glad tidings that if you people stay on the battlefield with patience, with sabr, then Allah azza wa jal will descend malaika, angels, warrior angels from the skies to help you. SubhanAllah. Therefore, as you mentioned earlier, 5,000 warrior angels descended onto the battlefield to help the believers against the disbelievers. Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he was holding the flag of the Muhajireen, and Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the flag bearer of the Ansar. 70 disbelievers, they were killed, 70 were arrested, as we mentioned. And the rest of them, they ran off. They fled from the battlefield, leaving all of their spoils of war for the believers. Among the believers, 14 Mujahideen were martyred. And amongst these, 6 were Muhajireen and 8 were Ansar. The Muslims indeed secured a huge pile of the spoils of war that were left over by the disbelievers. Allah Azza wa Jalla has also mentioned the Battle of Badr in the glorious Quran and the army of angels in Surah Baqarah, verses 123 to 126. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah indeed helped you at Badr when you had no means. So fear Allah so that you may be thankful when you, O dear Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to the believers, is it not sufficient for you that your Lord, your Rabb, may support you by sending down 3,000 angels? Yes, indeed. If you patiently endure and remain pious, and the disbelievers attack you suddenly, your Lord will send down 5,000 marked angels to help you. And Allah Azza wa Jal did not grant this victory except for your happiness, subhanAllah. And only that your hearts may attain peace with it. And there is no help except from Allah, the Almighty and the Wise. SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you heard, have you seen, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, all odds against them, and still they persevere on the battle of Badr against the disbelievers. You know, regarding this number 313, it is of great connection actually. Our Shaykh al-Tariq al-Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tarqadri, Tam Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, has mentioned in his famous program, the Madani Inamat program, this booklet. Try to obtain it from Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, or try to download it for free from dawudislami.net and see for yourself, if you truly want to reform yourself, if you truly want to do islah of not yourself only, but of your spouse or your children, or your brothers, your sisters, people that you love, obtain this booklet. It is a self-questionnaire. Questions that you ask yourself on a daily basis. You're asking yourself, did I do this? Did I do this? Did I make salam to people, to Muslims? Did I perform my 5 times salah? Did I recite one of the Madani in'ams? One of the questions is, did I recite 313 times Durood-e Pak today? And because of this nisbat also to the 313 brave warriors of Islam, Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, at the Battle of Badr. Therefore, this number 313 has been established. And also Sufiya and the pious people, the Salihin, have mentioned that the person who recites abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, there is good news for him. An abundant amount, what is that amount? The Sufiya and Salihin, the pious people, say that an abundant amount will qualify as if a person read 313 times, minimum. This, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will qualify that person to have read an abundant amount of Durood-e Pak. And we know that so many hadith are there, so many aqwal and narrations are there. For example, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated in the assembly of a narration that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be that person who would have recited durood upon me in abundance. So why not we also engage in this beautiful activity of reciting Durood-e Pak minimum 313 times. And believe me, we can do it. It will take us a few minutes instead of wasting our time in unnecessary things and have no real benefit. Let us engage in the recitation of Durood-e Pak, the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, tilawa of the Quran. This will benefit us in this world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. It will benefit us more so in the qabr, in the grave, when we are all alone. Each person will go to the grave alone, but we are hopeful that the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, the help of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shafa'a and intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will assist us in the grave and the hereafter, especially in the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand this and to make this our minds of recitation of Durood-e Pak 313 times and to practice the sunnah, to learn the sunnah, to practice the sunnah with good intentions, join the beautiful movement of Dawud Islami. Dawud Islami is there to help us, to hold our hands and to help us against this war against Satan. The war against Shaitan will continue, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
قرآن قرآن Parables of the glorious قرآن